previously on the Wolfman Journals.
A hunting pack requires 9 of us, a 3 of a 3. Each trio has a warrior, a healer, and a shaman, and having a trio of each of those archetypes strengthens each of them.
Is this magic stuff?
Yes. I didn't think you'd be interested in the spiritual side.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking.
What's wrong with magics?
Nothing, Javier. It's just not for me. I'm more hands-on.
I could show you magics that are hands-on, as you say. Magics that could blow off the front of this.
Blow off the front of the house. Much like that.
Who are...
I, young Jacob Darrow, am the hunter. And I've been looking for you.
What I'm about to tell you is not myth, legend, fiction, superstition, or lies, but the unadulterated truth with a capital T. My name is Jacob Darrow, and I am not human. I am of a race older than humans known as Lupus Humanus Maioribus. Today you would probably call me a werewolf. We have always been leaders of society, as well as protectors of humanity from various sundry forces from across the Vale. I'm speaking of the Fae, devils, demons, ghosts, and other supernatural horrors. I realize that you are going to want some taste of proof. So sit back, relax, and prepare yourself for my personal tale of redemption, savagery, blood, and magic. The explosion, much less the appearance of the hunter, literally right at our doorstep, was the last thing any of us expected. We were all woozy from the explosion and slow to come to our senses. The hunter had planned on that, I'm sure. As we were coming to, he casually walked in and took my dad.
If you want to see your father alive again, young Jacob, you will do exactly as I say.
What?
You will bring to me 3 things. A ring, a knife, and a stone. Your father had these in his possessions. Find them. I will contact you in 3 days with instructions as to where to bring them.
Dad! Dad!
Jacob?
Bobby, he took my dad!
What did he say?
He said my dad has 3 things that I need to find and take to him.
What 3 things?
A knife, a ring, and a rock.
A stone?
Yes, a stone.
Eddie, Bobby... Do you realize?
Yes, he's planning on starting it again.
Starting what?
The hunt.
That night, as we cleaned the wreckage out of Palmer's house, I learned more of the history of the hunter. Black Wind really did a number on his family. He did not just murder them, they were slaughtered. The hunter watched helplessly as Black Wind ate his children. It caused something to snap in his head. From that moment on, the hunter was a broken man. What followed his breaking was another slaughter, this time of the Lupus Humanus. It became known as the Hunt. It was at this time that the man acquired the name he would be known by for the remainder of his years. This was when he became a legend. Using 4 objects sacred to the Lupus Humanus, he was able to track us down with preternatural accuracy and butcher my kind to near extinction. The hunter wore an amulet that gave him the ability to heal rapidly, which extended his life. My father was unable to recover the amulet from the hunter when he dropped the boulder on him, thinking the boulder broke the amulet, so the hunter was truly dead. The amulet had been broken, true, but only enough to slow the hunter's rate of healing from what it had been. The amulet kept him alive. The knife he used was created by Jim Bowie and was able to cut through our tough hides and find our weak points, making us easier kill. The hunter forced Bowie to create the knife, and then gave him the illness that left him bedridden during his famous battle at the Alamo. The stone was a clear blood-red gem that when looked through would show the lupus humanus in their natural forms, that of a wolfman. The ring hid the hunter from our senses and raised his abilities to be able to detect our location, then used the gem to see what we actually were. When my father had defeated the hunter, he took these items and hid them so no one could use them against us.
I'm not sure you boys should go through with this.
I agree, Jacob. Your father wouldn't want those things falling back into the hunter's hands.
Then why didn't he destroy them instead of hiding them? We can use them against him as much as he's able to use them against us. Right?
Yes, but...
That's all I need to know.
Jacob.
What?
Do you know how to use these objects?
No.
You need someone who does.
I can't ask.
He's right, Jacob. And you don't have to ask. He's our den brother, not just your father.
I hadn't thought of that either.
Why don't we form the hunting pack? It's what he had planned anyway.
We're short one person with Samuel gone.
What about Asher?
What?
Who's Asher?
Your uncle?
I have an uncle?
He's more than just your uncle, Jacob. He's probably the toughest warrior from our den.
So what happened to him? Where is he?
He went solo lobo, lone wolf, about 50 years ago. And no one's heard from him since. We all assumed he was dead. Bobby, what makes you think he's still alive?
Because he's standing in the doorway.
The goddamn hunter is back, huh? Samuel didn't kill him off like you thought. You're my brother's youngest son, eh? Stand up here. Let me get a look at you. Taller than your brother, and your dad, too, I bet. You're the warrior in Alpha Pack. I'll lead Beta Pack. Bobby, you take Gamma. Emma, you and Railroad go with young Jacob here. I'll take Deerstalker and Marsha. Carla and Eddie will go with Bobby. And second thought, Eddie... You switch with Railroad. Gotta keep our mind on the business at hand, Carla. No games of grab-ass out there. This is for real.
I understand, Asher.
Now, as to what we'll be getting.
My uncle Asher took control pretty quickly once he showed up, and that was fine by me. He knew what he was doing where I had been playing it by ear, though I had been pretty close to what he wanted us to do. He sent me, Emma... and English Eddie after the ring. He searched for the knife, and Bobby went for the stone. Bobby and Marsha told me the events of their searches later so I can record them here accurately, despite the outcome.
You're sure it's in that canyon somewhere?
Sam's note led us to this spot. Besides, you can't disguise the scent of the canyon that much. This is the only one that smells like this.
Okay.
What kind of protections did he use?
Let's see. Those seeking the Stone of Sight. I never knew it had a name. Anyway, those seeking the Stone of Sight, beware. The Earth is coming up to protect its children. What the hell does that mean?
The Earth protecting its children? Maybe some trap buried near the hiding place?
It'd be more than that, I think.
Like what?
Let's change and find out. Track it by scent.
All right. Let's go.
Wait. You smell that?
Smells like dirt.
Yes, and?
So?
Dirt, not rock.
Oh no, he didn't. Didn't what?
He did!
Isn't there a way for us to pass it? You're the shaman. You tell me. Doesn't Simon's journal have any notes on it? Other than the warning, no. Let's see if we can wear it down so I can return it to the ground.
How come I get to go to San Antonio and railroad is in a canyon?
Look good draw, I reckon. Where'd you say it was?
The basement.
Does the Cathedral of San Fernando have a basement?
Crypts, I reckon.
Where?
Probably buried with its creator.
Who?
Jim Bowie.
Jim Bowie made the knife that the hunter used?
That's the story. But his body was burned after the battle here. He wasn't buried.
Yes, he was. A man by the name of Juan Seguin buried the ashes of Bowie, Bill Travis, and Davy Crockett in a coffin. Here at the Cathedral of San Fernando.
So what the hell are we waiting for? Awful quiet in here.
It is a holy place.
It is that. Let's see if we can find a way down to the catacombs.
Guys, we're here.
What you got, Marcia?
I think I found the way down.
Are you sure?
It ain't stairs, I know, but the crypts aren't supposed to be available to the general populace.
Who is climbing the ladder first?
Me. You sense anything?
I sense the knife and something protecting it.
What?
Not sure, but something is there.
All right, warn me if you can and if I need it. Come on down. Marcia, you next. Deerstalker, let us know if anything comes our way. Glad someone put up torches for us to use. I'll just borrow one here. Let's go.
Any ideas on what Samuel has to protect the knife?
No. It could be something that was already here.
What could already be here that he could use?
A ghost or spirit?
Maybe.
How about a specific ghost?
Like who?
There's the tombs of Jim Bowie, Davy Crockett, and William Travis.
What the hell did my dad do? Throw this ring out into the lake?
I'm sure your dad had his reasons for putting the ring here.
Well, the ring is made of coral. Putting it back in its element might make it easier to protect it.
Who's to say some big fish hasn't swallowed this ring years ago?
I can still sense it. Something from across the veil is protecting it.
Okay. How do we get it?
Well, I have no idea.
Great. What's going on, Eddie?
No. It can't be.
Can't be what?
There's a tale from my country of a great king called Arthur who was given a magical sword known as Excalibur by the Lady in the Lake.
The who?
The Lady in the Lake. She's some kind of fae, but we're not sure which.
So why is she here?
Legend has it that one of Arthur's knights, a chap by the name of Lancelot, was raised by a water fae who gave him... Oh.
Gave him what?
Gave him a ring that resists magic.
Oh.
Jacob Darrow, I present this ring to you from your father, Samuel Darrow. My charge is done.
Thank you?
I need no thanks. I do what must be done.
Well, that was strange. And I'm 124 years old.
What does that have to do with anything?
Never mind. Let's get back to the others. We still have one day, and it'll take us almost that long to get back.
Hope the others are having just as easy a time as we did.
Damn it, this thing ever stopped. If you guys can hold it off for about 5 seconds, I think I might even take care of it.
How?
Give that to me. Just distract it so I can get through its left side.
You got it.
Hey, big buddy, over here.
Yo-ho, Mr. Elemental.
Perfect.
What Railroad realized was that the Elemental was being controlled by something. It wasn't acting like a normal Elemental. I don't know how, still to this day, because I am not a shaman. But it had finally dawned on him that what the Elemental was protecting was itself.
Doing?
He just reached into its side. He's got the stone!
You got it!
Yeah, after we had tried to get around it to go further down the canyon, I realized that it didn't try to stop us. It just defended itself from us. When I had a chance, I tried to sense where the stone was, and it was inside the Elemental.
Cute. Good thinking on Sam's part. Let's get back to the others.
I'm not so sure they'll just give us the knife.
Who seeks the knife of Bowie if you come to steal from the dead?
Let me handle this. Jim, you best drop all that highfalutin talk. You sound like a goddamn dude.
Who speaks thus to Jim Bowie?
Damn it, Jim, I said knock it off. You're talking to your old pal, Asher Darrow.
Asher?
Yes, Jim. I know it's hard being a ghost and all, but you must remember me. We fought at the Alamo together.
You were at the Alamo?
Shut up. Hold on a second there, Jim. I had other responsibilities, Jim. You knew that. Your name carries on. You were a rallying cry for the rest of the war.
Look out!
Oh, dear Stalker, do something. Him. Fine. Find the knife.
What about...
I'll be all right. Go.
I don't like how Asher looks.
Neither do I. But this is more important. There it is.
Listen to it moan. What did you do to it?
I sang a ghost song. It takes some of the ghost away. Makes them go to their resting place. Easier to find a body to banish the spirit that way.
Which we aren't going to do.
No, we are just here for the knife.
Just leave me be.
Friend Bowie, I did what I had to. The hunter is back.
Let's get Asher up and moving and go back to the others. I hope they didn't have as bad of a time as we did.
I didn't expect you guys to be back first.
We didn't have to do anything. We showed up in a lake and this woman came out of the water and gave us this ring. How about you guys?
She handed it to you?
Yeah. What about you? Did you get it?
And it wasn't handed to us either. It was guarded by an Earth Elemental.
I hope the others return soon. They should have been here by now.
Speak of the devil. Where's Asher?
He didn't make it.
What happened?
The ghost of James Bowie turned on him. It was the protector of the knife. He fought it hard, but the ghost took some of Asher's spirit, made it black. He will be greatly missed.
I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
The ghost of Bowie is already...
Not him, the hunter. He kidnaps my dad, sets us up to steal these artifacts for him, and then gets my uncle killed. I'll rip out his heart and eat it before his eyes.
You don't plan on giving him the artifacts?
No. I plan on using them against him. I'm going to end his reign of terror against us once and for all.
Others of my kind had tried and failed to do what I swore that night to do. The advantages I had over the others were surprise, the ring, the knife, and the stone. We just had to figure out how to use them best to our advantage. Luckily, I had the help of three shamans to guide me down the path of spirit, to teach me rudimentary magic for my upcoming fight. The shamans each took about 12 hours to learn all they could about the items in order to instruct me in its use. Railroad would learn about the stone, English Eddie the ring, and Deerstalker the knife. After that, it was all up to me. The hunter chose a spot near and dear to him for me to present him with his ransom, Blood Canyon, where my father had thought he had killed the man all those years ago.
Young pup has done as he was told. Good dog.
Where's my dad?
Never fret, young pup. He's nearby. Safe. You have the three items.
Yes, just like you said.
Show them to me.
First, show me my dad.
Do not toy with me, pup.
Show me my dad.
Fine. We show at the same time, no? Fair enough in your mind?
Fine. Dad!
Relax, pup. He's not dead. Only much easier to manage this way. Now bring the items to me. Stop! Do not put that ring on. That ring belongs to me. I command you to stop! You dare? You draw that blade against me? I will kill your father, pup.
I know my father would rather die than allow you to continue living. If he dies so that I can kill you, so be it.
You wouldn't.
I will.
My last breath.
Nothing! Your last breath escapes from your throat. Hunter, you will hunt us no more! No more! My kind is now free from your terror!
Jacob?
I'm here, Dad.
Jacob. Hunter.
He's dead.
Good. Poison me.
What? Poisoned? Emma! Marcia!
Jacob, are you injured?
Dad's been poisoned!
Poisoned?
Do something!
You did it! You killed the hunter! What's wrong?
Bobby, the hunter poisoned my dad!
Oh no!
Emma?
He'll be fine if we can get him somewhere he can rest.
I'll make a travois.
We got him home, but he didn't last. I'll never forget. I'll never forget. I'll never forget the last thing he said to me. He said, "Son, even though my body lies here dying, my spirit and my strength live on in you. You are the one who saved us.
Saved us from the hunter. For that, the Darrow name will never be forgotten. And that is the greatest thing any of us can do."
Dad?
No, son. Son, no one will ever forget you.